I've tried to opt out of these tests for the last 5 years, and every year I was told there's no such thing as opting out. This year, I became quite a lot more educated on the process, and I was not going to be derailed.
Marlene O'Connor is a parent facilitator at Southside Elementary School in Buffalo. She has two sons who attend the school. According to the State Education Department regulations, students do have the right to refuse to take an assessment test. But O'Connor says when she arrived at the school this week with opt-out letters in hand, she was admonished and scolded by the principal.
And was clearly irate that we were opting out, questioned us as to why, let us know how disappointed she is because of this, we're going to be losing out on a lot of money.
If there is low participation for testing, a district could be considered in need, forcing an improvement plan and jeopardizing funding.
Plus the fact they're required by the federal government, and if we don't do the testing, then we lose about $3 billion in aid for the state of New York.
State Regent Robert Bennett, referring to the overall amount of funding provided by the federal government under the new Common Core Learning Standards. But Bennett tells WBFO News he believes much of the stress over the test-taking has been created by teachers and parents.
Well, there's no need for a child to be nervous about the state assessments. They don't determine the next grade level.
Parents are also outraged at districts that are implementing a sit-and-stare policy for students who opted out.
There is nothing about a sit-and-stare policy that is kind.
Alden Middle School parent Dawn Merritt says her 7th grade son is being forced to sit in a testing room without anything to do. But Alden's interim superintendent Adam Stoltman tells WBFO News it's not a sit-and-stare policy. He says after an estimated time is allotted for the exam, students would be allowed to read. But Stoltman would not offer the number of students who've opted out this week. He said he prefers to release that information tomorrow or Monday. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.